live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Brian.
And we've got Stefan Molyneux here from freedomainradio.com. Hi, Stefan.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, and thank you so much for being here with us. We're already in the third hour of the show. I can't believe it has gone by so fast. But
It is a good time.
Free Talk Live is actually live 7 nights a week, every single day, and there's 3 hours of live content for you to listen to every single day. Go to our website, freetalklive.com. There you'll find the ways to listen and the most recent archives of the show. And, of course, you know, Free Talk Live gives away our shows for free because we like to have people listen to our show, right? We want to spread the ideas. We want to promote our show, and so we just give it away. So we always appreciate it when you share the show with your friends as well. And the number to call tonight if you want to get in touch with us is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You want to talk to Stefan or you want to bring up anything that's on your mind. We've already got quite a few phone calls on the line, but, you know, Steph, I know you wanted to have a chance to respond to a point that Brian brought up right at the end of the last hour, and I think, Brian, you were feeling some resistance come up to the idea of not being, you know, not having freedom in your lifetime, or perhaps, you know, focusing on someone else like a child rather than yourself and your own life. Is that, do you think that's an accurate summary?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I mean, I don't agree with like any kind of real political action. I mean, I'm an anarchist, but yeah, I think you summed it up.
Yeah, so Steph, what did you have to say to that?
I mean, the great thing about history is we don't have to figure everything out from scratch. We just have to look at huge social changes that have occurred in the past. And a moral revolution and a stateless society or a significant reduced state is a huge moral revolution. So, I mean, the two that I've looked at is slavery and egalitarianism for the rights of women, and they both took about 150 years from the very first idea to the actual achievement, to the degree that it can be achieved in a stateless society. The achievement of those goals took about 150 years. Okay, well, we have the internet. We might be able to cut that in half. But, of course, you know, we have the internet and the bad guys have the internet. It's kind of like it's not a big plus for us. So I think we have to look at that.
We're not planning to die. We're going to go transhuman. And we're
yes.
I am the internet. Yeah, I mean, if we can keep it on. I think it's important to recognize that these things do take a long time. We're also heading in the wrong direction. More and more people are becoming dependent on the state. Just before the show, Steph, we were talking about how, you know, half of people in Detroit don't pay property taxes. Half of Americans are significantly dependent or completely dependent on the government for their income. And you have, 45 million people on food stamps and Social Security. I mean, the amount of people who are tied into the government and sustaining it is increasing, and more and more people flow into the Borg. They're not going to fight the Borg. So we are heading in the wrong direction, and I think we're heading in the wrong direction because we haven't focused on the only thing that we know that empirically and statistically is going to work. Politics isn't going to work. Education isn't going to work. I mean, you've got lots of free market economists who love being in academia, which is a state-granted privilege. So even if we made everyone a free market economist, gave them a PhD in market economics from the Austrian school or Chicago school, they'd still want to hang on to their state privilege. We know that from the academics. So education isn't going to work.
And so,
I think you're proof, Stefan, of that education is working. I think you yourself are proof of that.
Sorry, education about free market economics or education about, you know, politics or whatever, right? The Ron Paul approach,
sense.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, like, I mean,
okay.
That's, if you're going to educate people about, you know, peaceful parenting and raising children and bringing the non-aggression principle to bear in your life. But you can get a huge amount of freedom right now. You can get a huge amount. I mean, look, imagine you live in some future society, 100 years from now, no government, freedom, and yet you have a bad marriage. Would you rather pay 30-40% taxes and have a happy marriage or have a bad marriage and be tax-free?
Yeah, I think I'd rather have a happy marriage.
Oh, yeah, pay them off. Give them their money and don't give them a thought, and then you get to have your happy life. You know, just all I think of is that I'm pretty incompetent with what I do, so I only make about half what I actually earn because I'm just not really good at it. Or I put things down and I leave them behind. Yeah, money falls out of my pockets. That's the way I think of it. You know, it just goes off into the ether. I'm just bad at what I do, so I shouldn't be paid so much. But you can have a great free life. Just pay the people off who have the guns to your neck and go and have a happy life with people. Focus on having wonderful relationships, and you'll still be happier than most of the people in a free society who don't have good relationships.
Hmm. Well, thank you. That's a really interesting perspective. I know we want to talk about this more, but we've got a lot of calls on the line, so let's go right to them. Trish has been waiting patiently. And by the way, if you're hanging on the line, please stick with us. I really appreciate you calling in. We'll try to get to all these calls. So Trish is on the line listening in North Carolina. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, good evening. Stephanie, it's lovely to hear your voice. You have very beautiful,
thank you.
Voice.
Thank you so much.
Every Sunday. You were just, Stefan was just echoing bad marriage, and that's exactly what I'm coming out of right now. And my question to all of you, because I am a very difficult person and a substance parent, how does one deal with a situation where the other parent isn't in the home anymore and is not a parent by any means, an almost antagonized situation? By way of knowing that other parent is teaching children. Do you have any insight into that?
Yeah, Trisha, thank you for asking that question. I just want to say I'm really sorry to hear about what you're going through right now. And would you mind taking the answer off the air?
Oh, absolutely not. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for making the call. And, Steph, so I don't know, it was a little difficult to understand what she was saying. I don't know if you caught it, but basically she said that there's a situation that she's in right now where she's has a co-parent that she's no longer together with, and they don't share the same ideas about parenting. She wants to go more peaceful parenting, and this other person does not and sort of antagonizes that, she thinks.
I'm incredibly sorry to hear that. A very difficult situation. And, you know, I mean, we all have different times at which we wake up in our life. You know, we all fall out of the matrix at different times in our life, and some people do it earlier. I did it quite late, but fortunately I wasn't married at the time. I had kids. So if this is when you wake up, and I get these emails a lot, if this is when you wake up, good for you for waking up, and good for you for making that commitment to be peaceful with your children. And I'm sorry. I mean, what a terrible situation to be in. I think, because of course you don't want to have you don't want to badmouth your ex, right? I just had Dr. Warren Farrell on my show this morning for 2 hours answering questions, and he said, you know, for a divorce to work well, you know, the parents have to stay in proximity to each other, they have to remain committed to the children, and you have to not badmouth the spouse. Mm. I think those, I mean, hard though it is, if the spouse is acting badly and the children are confused and upset, of course you want to comfort them by saying, look, your dad is acting badly. But unfortunately, that just doesn't seem to work out very well. So, you know, I would really recommend you can look at Dr. Warren Farrell's books. He's got some great stuff on this. I mean, it's good that they have a parent who's committed to raising them peacefully or continuing a relationship as peaceful as possible. You never know what kind of influence you're going to have on people who disagree with you just by having integrity to your principles. You never know. You know, give me a lever big enough, as Archimedes said, and I can move the world. Mm. And so you don't know if you just stay consistent. What is now may not be forever. You know, if you hold out your hand to shake someone's hand and they don't hold out their hand, you got to change what you're doing because they're not doing what you're expecting them to do. So if you're changing your behavior, give it some time. You never know how it's going to transfer to the other parent. Simply when they see the better relationship that you have, the happiness that you have, if there's any part of them that wants to still climb towards or crawl towards the light, you don't know what kind of effect you're going to have. So be patient with your principles, resist the urge to badmouth, try and keep everyone close together geographically, and just be patient and see what happens through your behavior on your spouse. Those we can't reason with, we can sometimes lead by example.
Yeah, wow, thanks, Steph. I really appreciate that answer as someone who, you know, coming from someone who I know has done a lot of research about divorce and families and the effects of different things on kids. So, cool, thanks for that. And let's take our next call. We're going to talk with Chase is it Asheville? Hi, Chase.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you doing?
Hey, so this is Chase from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project in Asheville, North Carolina. Right, is that right?
Oh, that's correct.
Good, I hope that wasn't going to get...
Today.
Okay, sure. I was just saying I hoped you were the right Chase, and it sounded like, you know, there was only one Chase in Asheville that I could think of. But, I know you have a question for Steph, but would you mind holding that thought for just a moment?
Of course.
Okay, thank you so much, Chase. Stick with us. The number to call is 855-450-FREE if you want to talk to Stefan Molyneux tonight from Free Domain Radio, or if you want to talk with us here on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. There is more coming up, and for those who are on the line, stick with us too. We'll be back. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And we've got Stefan Molyneux on Skype, all the way from Canada, and he's from freedomainradio.com. Hey, Steph.
Hi, hi.
We're calling him Steph and me, Stephanie. We're trying to minimize the confusion here, but like you were saying before, Steph, we should just have Stefan Kinsella on the show to talk about intellectual property, and then we can confuse the heck out of everybody.
Yeah, a truly unholy trinity of first-syllable names.
Right.
So we have to watch that.
So, all right, you are listening to the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. The number to call is 855-450-FREE if you want to talk to us tonight, 855-450-FREE. And, you know, we just got back from the Free State Project's Liberty Forum that was held in Nashua, New Hampshire. And, you know, I have to say I had a really good time at this event. It was a lot of community, you know, a lot of people who are interested in liberty, ideas of liberty, coming together, meeting each other. I heard from a lot of lonely voluntarists and libertarians this past weekend who were just, you know, like, oh, I really crave this connection with other people who share my ideas, but it's difficult to find, you know, where they are. So,
and the Crown Plaza definitely appeals to my love for opulence.
Yeah, it was a very nice place to have a convention. So I think, you know, I had a great time there. And, you know, if we've talked a little bit about the Free State Project and about getting freedom in our lifetimes here on the show tonight, if you're interested in learning more about the Free State Project, you can check it out at freestateproject.org. And that's freestateproject.org. Okay, we're going to go right back into the phone calls. We were talking with Chase, listening in Asheville, North Carolina. Hi, Chase.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Doing great. So what was your question for Steph? We had kind of a cliffhanger there in the last segment.
Yeah, it's fine. So anyways, again, like Stephanie said, I'm with the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. We are a peaceful parenting and voluntarist organization, similar to the FSP in that we want other people to minister to be part of this organization. However, recently we received a lot of flack for one of our policies, which is that we don't want people as representatives. We don't think that they can be representatives if they believe that God owns them or that it's okay to initiate violence against others just because God says so, as was the case many times in the Old Testament. So I just want to get Stefan's opinion is, do you think someone can accurately claim to be a voluntarist if they believe that either A, God owns them, or B, that it's okay for to initiate violence against others if God says it's okay?
Yeah, it's. I mean, we had this question come up on my last Sunday show, and I'll just give a very abbreviated answer. If we assume by voluntarist we mean without rulers, right? The technical definition of anarchy is not without rules, which is what people think, but without rulers. It's one letter, but a very important letter difference. If you are to live without rulers, then you cannot believe in deities. I mean, because a deity is a ruler. A deity is somebody who does not reason with you. A deity is somebody who commands. A deity is somebody who threatens. A deity is somebody who rewards. And this is, you know, if a parent acted like the Old Testament deity, which is the root of the three major religions in the West, well, I guess in the East, then they would be in jail. I mean, by the end of the day, I mean, this is not an approach that we can take for virtue. We can't take commandments for virtue and call ourselves free. And so, I mean, that having been said, I mean, I like the way that religion approaches the importance of the question of ethics and so on. I mean, from that standpoint, it's great. And in many ways, I have more in common with religious people who are interested in ethics than I do with your average secular materialist who, you know, is kind of a post-Nietzschean relativist or whatever. But the reality is that we cannot have arbitrary authority, and we cannot have authority which threatens with eternal torture. We cannot have authority that bribes and call it virtuous. Then it's just, it's bullying, it's brutal, it's aggressive, it's destructive. Now, that having been said, people who are raised in a particular faith, to me, until they encounter strong arguments to the contrary, remain in a state of nature, right? I mean, philosophy is a kind of technology, and we don't blame someone in the 17th century for not having an iPhone. So if you've not been exposed to arguments, it's the same thing goes with spankers and so on. You do exist in a state of nature. Moral arguments actually create moral choice. You know, they create the capacity for immorality simply by advancing the argument. And if you can't resist a moral argument, if you continue to do things which it bans, then you've crossed over into the dark side, which before you were kind of in the gray zone of not knowing. So I think be patient with people when you first bring these arguments to them. They may never have heard them, and you never know what beast of reason you might awaken by bringing down the thunderbolts of truth and evidence and reason to their minds. But be patient. But yeah, the people who then back down without being able to refute the arguments and continue to espouse sky tyrannies, I think, would not be particularly welcome in a community that that I wanted to have with children who were not raised, who were raised peacefully without threats and bribes.
Oh, Steph, I totally agree. In fact, that is actually our intent, is to outreach to those who aren't already in the know and to inform them of these principles and inform them of these moral arguments. That way they can't just make a claim to ignorance, like you said, in the state of nature. So our organization wants to do outreach and spread the message, but at the same time, we don't want somebody to be represented to those philosophy until they have a good, clear, consistent grasp of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. And being able to grasp something intellectually is miles and miles, if not light years away from being able to consistently enact it. Mm-hmm. Like I can watch somebody who's a great dancer and I can read books on the history and theory of dance. That's a whole lot different than stepping into my dance belt and going out there to twist the light fantastic. So I think you really want to make sure that people can actually do the moves, not just read the books or understand the theory.
Yeah, can I add my thoughts on this personally?
Oh, please do.
So, yeah, I mean, I listen to Free Talk Live, and I've heard this controversy that's come up over the past week or so between, I would say it's mostly between you and Ian, Chase, and I think there's an undercurrent there of, you know, I guess, I don't want to mischaracterize his position, but, you know, Ian thinks it's important to include everybody, especially of a religious bent, and you said that you don't want people representing your organization who are, you know, you think are not on board fully with the philosophy that you're trying to promote. You want to be really consistent about it. And
right.
My question when I heard that come up is, since when is it a problem for a libertarian organization to have standards for their members? You know, like these are some of the same people who say, like, oh, yeah, it's fine for a shop owner to allow only certain people on their private property. So, you know, why is it a problem for your particular organization to have standards for your members and your representatives? I just don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get it either, Stephanie. And it's not even that we don't want to include them. We do want to include them. We want to be there for them and to be a source of information for them and inspiration for them. However, we don't want them to be an actual representative until they have a clear grasp of the voluntarist philosophy, which is the whole purpose of our organization, to bring together peaceful characters and volunteers and to spread the philosophy as far and wide as possible.
Yeah.
Well, especially if there are children involved, right? Because if you have children playing together, children love to talk about big ideas. It's the great secret of childhood, is they're very philosophically inclined. So if you've taught your children about arguments for atheism or whatever, then the kids are going to play together, and then the kids are going to talk about this stuff. It's going to get back to the parents. I mean, it is a tricky minefield to navigate and to negotiate. And I think that's something we need to accept as a community.
All right, Chase, did you have any more tonight?
Yeah, just one more thing, Steph. I hope that one day you can make it down here to visit us, maybe for a speaking event. We would love to have you.
He's courting me. Sure. I'd love to. I'm really interested in what you're doing. Thanks for the call tonight. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. Stick with us.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And we've got Stefan Molyneux on the line from freedomainradio.com. Hi, Stefan.
Hi.
You know, at the end of the last segment, Chase called in from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and he said, you know, Steph, I'd love to get you down here for a speaking engagement. And I thought he was, I assumed he was talking to me, but I think he was actually talking to Stefan. So
I think he was actually inviting us both down for a doubleheader.
Maybe he wants a doubleheader, yeah.
Yeah. We can both show up in a cow outfit. I like to be the butt.
Wow, that sounds awesome. I would not say no to that. But, you know, I just wanted to acknowledge that, Chase, if you were talking, no matter who you're talking to, it's cool. But I'm sorry if I made that assumption. So the number to call tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to talk with us, if you have a question for Stefan or you want to bring up anything else that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. And I guess just real quickly on the topic of sort of religion and liberty, I wanted to just say, like, that was something that I was thinking was going to come up tonight. So I'm really glad that Chase called to bring that question to the table. And, you know, I think that probably someone like me would be pretty much in agreement with Chase, you know, wanting to have those standards for the people that are close to him. I think that the Blue Ridge Liberty Project and the Free State Project are probably two very different entities, because the Free State Project really doesn't have much criteria beyond, you know, the person is willing to or wants to move to New Hampshire. and get active for liberty, whatever that means for them. And the Blue Ridge Liberty Project has a lot more that they're looking for, I guess, out of their members. And so I kind of think of them almost as more like an intentional community, where the Free State Project, maybe it gets painted a little bit more like a political movement. I don't know, something like that. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, well, I agree, but I think they're two different animals.
Two different things. Yeah.
But I do like the Free State Project's mission statement better. It appeals to me more.
Okay. So, you know, like, I don't speak for the Free State Project, and neither does Ian, by the way, of course. So, I mean, it's kind of like talking about those things always gets contentious, right? Because people think like, oh, well, this person is a prominent activist in the Free State Project, and they're saying this one thing, so everybody in New Hampshire must think that way. And, you know, there's a wide range of opinions within New Hampshire, okay? And I've said many times on the show before, you know, that there does seem to be this tension between the Blue Ridge and the Free State Project. But honestly, like, I'd like to see people live where it suits them best, whether that's staying wherever they are or moving to New Hampshire or moving to Asheville or whatever they want to do. And, you know, but at the same time, I'd be really proud and happy to have people who are peaceful parents and voluntarists and are in line with all those consistent principles as my neighbors. I'd really be happy to see that. I don't really feel comfortable when I think of telling somebody, oh, well, you're not really a voluntarist. I feel really uncomfortable about that, you know. Because I just don't know, it's not what I want to do. But I have to say, like, I think the people that are going to be my friends personally, the people that I'm going to want to associate with most, and we're all trying to constantly gauge who we're going to associate with and how much, right?
Like, we all have finite time.
And we're all kind of judging people, you know, all the time. And so the people that I want most in my life are probably going to be people who are not of a religious persuasion, you know, that they're voluntarists and also atheists, right? But I'm just not comfortable saying, well, you're not a real voluntarist. I don't know. What do you think about that stuff?
I think that, you know, people need to just, I think, work on the pursuit of truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the labels are always a challenge, you know. Mm-hmm. People have occasionally said to me, oh, you should invent a name for your philosophy. It's like, first of all, if it's my philosophy, it's not good philosophy. It's not personal, you know.
Right.
You know, you should invent a name for your weird subculture called science. It's like, no. If it's science, then it's not, you know, it's not mine. It's, you know, it's either 2 and 2 is 4. It's not trademarked with whoever, you know, came up with it.
That's
first.
Not so. Steph's math, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, objectivism and you know, existentialism and all. I mean, it's a good philosophy. It's not. It's a good philosophy.
Uh-oh. You know, I'm going to put Steph on hold. Steph, I'm not sure if you can hear me, but your internet seems to have broken up, so I'm just put you on hold for a moment here. And we'll talk about something. Okay, so we're trying to get back the call here. That's the problem with Skype. I guess I had a nightmare that this would happen, but that's okay. We'll get Steph back on the line. And let's talk real quick with Mandrick. He's listening on the AMP lines in Keene. Hi, Mandrick. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you, but I had a question for Steph.
Okay. Let's see. You know, I think we might have Steph back. Steph, do we got you with us? Uh-oh. I'm hearing some sounds that just sound really, really terrible. So I'm going to put you back on hold again, Steph, okay? So I wonder if the internet connection is... So, Mandrick, okay, go ahead. What was your question that you wanted to ask Steph? And we'll try to work on the technical side of this here.
Some things I'm going to discuss with him, and just a couple quick questions, but I want to preface it with... I was raised with, you know, I had past trauma, like, you know, being spanked and going to public school, being raised religious. And when I listen to shows like FDR, School Sucks, and even your show, Poor Therapy, Stephanie, mm-hmm. I initially felt like a lot of people do, a lot of anger about the way I was treated as a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, I spent a significant amount of time confronting these issues and talking about it with close friends, just trying to work on being a better person. And I feel like I'm at a place where I don't feel angry about what happened anymore. You know, I don't focus on traumatic events from the past.
Mandrick, hold on. We're going to try Steph on one more time. And Steph, are you back? Oh, Steph, we're still having some issues here. Yeah, so he can't hear us either. Okay, we'll try it again. Okay, so Mandrick, you said you know, you had some trauma in your past, right? And
sure.
Pick up where you left off with that.
Sure. Okay. And, yeah, like, you know, I don't focus on these things anymore. I felt like it's not the main focus of my life, I guess I should say. And I rarely listen to many of these podcasts anymore, and it's not because I think I'm perfect or that there's anything wrong with them. I just don't feel the need to be constantly reminded of my past trauma any more than I feel like the need to watch police brutality videos over and over again. You know, I understand what happened in my past, and I understand, you know, that cops can be thugs who harm and, you know, kill peaceful people. You know, they're both terrible things, but I can't change my past, and I don't feel like I can change with these cops. But what I can do is work to be a better person, you know, who wants to have a positive impact on the people I interact with, and that's what I want to, my main focus is.
Right.
And I was actually talking to Brian about this before, and I remember he mentioned, he heard it, that Mark had said, in the past, that listeners will reach a point where they no longer need to listen to FTL. I was wondering if he felt the same about his own show, you know, Freedom and Radio. Yeah, I understand the scars will never go away from our past, but do you think focusing on the pain all the time and constantly being reminded of it will help you heal?
Mm.
You know, I ask that mainly because I think some people may focus on that too much, too much on the past pain and less on healing and moving forward. That's really what I was wondering.
Mm. Well, that's a really interesting question. We're having some connection problems with Steph right now. He's going to restart Skype. I think we are too, and we're going to see if we can hook back up with him. But, you know, I guess my thoughts on that question are, yeah, like, I think it's really brave for anybody who's able to do that, right, to look at their past and say, look, some things happened to me that I was not really comfortable with, and acknowledge that that was messed up, you know, and to try to, I guess, maybe hold those people accountable who were responsible for that in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And to mourn what we didn't have, right? To
sure.
To have empathy for our past selves, to say, look, you know, I wanted to have all these things and I didn't get them. And
right.
then eventually I guess we reach another stage where we feel more like we're healed, right? We're moving on. And is that what you're is that what you're referring to? So you think that you'd like to see some more people in that healing stage, right? And not just
I understand it takes a different amount of time for every person. You know, people go through horrible things. You know, everyone's life's different.
Right.
I just wonder if the constant focus, like sometimes I see, it just seems like some people are just constantly focusing on the pain of the past.
It's a hard line to walk, you know, when are you done, right? When are you done trying to heal from past hurts?
Yeah.
And it's a great question. We're going to try to get Steph back on the line, and we'll answer your question when we get back. Thanks, Mandrick, for the call. Appreciate your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up. Stick around. We're going to talk about, healing from our past.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
fall in love.
With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Wasting any time, let's get right back into the show. You're
right
listening
on
to Free Talk Live, the Live Sunday edition, with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio. We've got Steph back. We had some technical difficulties before, but we're glad to have you back, Steph. And by the way, I just want to let you all know before the show ends, you're talking with a bunch of podcasters here today. You're hearing us on the radio, maybe, on Free Talk Live. Brian has his own podcast. It's called Sovryn Tech, SovrynTech.com is his website. It's a podcast about technology and how it sets us free.
Thank you.
I've got a podcast. It's called Pork Therapy, Pork, P-O-R-C, like a porcupine, porktherapy.com. You can hear more of me there. It's a podcast about personal freedom and relationships and all kinds of issues of, you know, that kind of like what we've been talking about tonight, quite honestly. So you may find that interesting as well if you'd like to hear more of us. And Steph, of course, is from freedomainradio.com. Now, Steph, in the last segment, I know you probably didn't catch this, but we had a caller call in, Mandrick from Keene, and he was basically wondering, you know, at what point, if you're someone who's trying to work on yourself and become conscious of your past traumas that we all have, you know, all of us have them, or we're conscious of them maybe to varying degrees, but we all have them, you know, and people can sort of get into really working on themselves, trying to deal with and process those traumas and mourn for them for what they never had that they wanted to have. At what point are you sort of done with that? At what point are you healed and can you move on? And I think he said that, you know, he was feeling kind of wanted to have some clarity about that. What do you think?
I think that you are done with past pain when it has served its purpose, and its purpose is to protect you in the future. It's no different from physical pain. You know, my daughter jumped into a prickly weed and we had to pluck some little slivers out of her knees and little plant spikes. Ooh. And why did her body make her hurt so that she wouldn't jump into another prickly weed? I mean, that's the pain is not about the past. Pain is about the future. Pain is there to protect you from re-experiencing the pain in the future. And so if you had, if you experienced negative treatment in the past, then you are done with dealing with the past when you have understood it, you've processed it, you've accepted it, and you have changed your behavior so that you don't provoke a recurrence of the situation. So I think when you have really accepted and understood things in the past and you have changed your behavior, you've changed your relationships, you've either reformed your relationships or detached from people who are destructive and toxic, well, then you're safe in the future and your past pain has served its purpose.
That's a really interesting answer. Yep, I appreciate that. Okay, so we have two more callers on the line, and we're going to try to squeeze you both in. Let's go first to Greg listening in Cincinnati. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how is everybody?
Doing well. You're on Free Talk Live.
Awesome. So I called in last night with a few things to say about Von Molyneux's most devout follower. I shouldn't say devout, but devoted followers. And I think that was maybe a little too harsh. And I'm happy that you have Stefan on the line because I want to share a particular incident that I had online one time where someone was, you know, sort of what's internet slang for just absolutely, you know, going after me. He kept accusing me.
Trolling? You were getting trolled?
Yes, well, thank you. he kept accusing me for being logically inconsistent because I took a job that ended up being taking a government grant. Turns out that that's not the case, but I thought I was going to take this job. Called me a poor libertarian, logically inconsistent, and was just kept hammering on the fact that all I'm doing is getting myself entwined with the state and the system as it is, and I don't want to hear what you have to say. Now, attributing that sort of general hardcore, I'm a perfect anarchist, with Stefan Molyneux, I think, was unfair of me. However, I would be curious about what he would say about that particular incident, because I think it's a very...
Are you talking about you getting trolled online?
Right, getting trolled. Yeah, exactly. Where someone, you know, was not... I didn't feel at all open-minded. Mm-hmm. And I tend to sort of associate conversations with that to people who follow Stefan Molyneux pretty closely. And I'd be curious if that would be a fair thing to even equate with, or, you know...
So let me just clear this up, Greg. It was your experience talking online with the person who said you're not principled and stuff.
Because I took a job that actually was not government-funded in the end, but, I'd be relying on government grants, and so I was sort of getting trolled like crazy by these people, and it just, they kept saying, you're not logical.
Okay, and were you...
You're not listening, you're soliciting.
Were you aware that those people were fans of Free Domain Radio, or
and
what
this
was...
is exactly what I'm saying, is that, I think I tend to generally equate those type of people with fans that generally are very supportive of Free Domain Radio, and I think that's unfair of me, and I, you know...
Sorry, it wasn't confirmed that the people who were saying this to you, they were fans of this show or not?
No.
Let me give you the very brief thing. I mean, anybody who claims to follow me doesn't understand philosophy and doesn't understand what I'm doing and is missing the entire point of what I'm talking about. Philosophy is not an individual, right? You don't follow Richard Dawkins or Stephen Hawking. You follow the scientific method. You follow science. So that is not valid. If somebody wants to alter your behavior, then... You know, just yelling at you or calling you names, I mean, this is not going to alter your behavior. I mean, this is just known to harden people's defenses, to make them oppositional, and to make them much less likely to hear what you have to say for the next. The other thing, too, if somebody has to tell you that they're being rational, I can almost guarantee you that they're not being rational. Because if someone has to tell you that they're doing something, then... they're not doing it. Because you would know. If someone's being rational, then you go, oh, wow, that's a really good point, or that's a really great side, I can't argue with that, or whatever. So, yeah, anybody who says that they're following any individual is not getting the point of thought, of reason, of evidence, of philosophy, of independent and critical thought, and anything like that. So definitely be aware of those people. And, of course, you never know if it's true, right? Somebody might just be a jerk and say, I'm going to be a jerk, and I'm going to say I'm a big fan of Stefan Molyneux just to drag his name through the mud with my own ridiculous actions. I mean, who knows what it is, right? But anybody who says he's a fan of me and that's what's driving his thinking is not, it doesn't understand anything about what it is that I'm doing and is missing the point completely. It's like, you know, you see this, you see a Dr. Phil show, people come on with the most ridiculous, insane behaviors and they say, oh, Dr. Phil, I've been watching your show since the very 10 years I've been watching your show. Every day I don't miss it. And it's like, would you like to process a little bit about what you're hearing or is it just entertainment to you? So, I just wanted to mention those few things.
Yeah. Greg, I would like to say that I'm sorry you had those experiences where you weren't really being heard or, you know, considered very much. And I can relate to what you're talking about, too. Not necessarily with, you know, like any fans of any particular shows, but like just online. I don't know if it's the best medium for having like real productive conversations where people are really open with one another.
Yeah, you're missing so much. And I mean, textual doesn't allow for you know, it doesn't allow for inflection, doesn't allow for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, I had felt really bad about the type of language I used in that call last night, and I was happy to have him on, because as promised, as I said last night, I was starstruck, so...
Great. Very well, then. Thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. He's starstruck by you, Steph. That's what he was
saying. Oh, does that mean I should call off the listeners from tracking down where he lives and re-educating him? Okay. Let me just send that text. Let me send a recall text to that. Call off philosophy dogs. Okay. The dragons are returning to their roosts, and the eagle has landed.
Let's see if we can squeeze in one last call this evening. We've got Kurt listening in L.A. Hi, Kurt.
Kurt, he should be short.
I'll make it really quickly.
Okay.
Not to backtrack too far, but the guy who called in from the Blue Ridge organization.
Yeah, Chase.
I consider myself to be both a libertarian and a religious person.
Okay.
Christianity specifically. I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't feel like I would be persecuted or anything from not being allowed to be a representative of his organization. But I have to wonder if it's wise to subdivide the libertarian movement when it's already not exactly the largest group of people.
Mm-hmm. I think there are lots of people who would agree with you there, although it probably depends on what their goals are, right? Like, if you just want to have a small community, maybe it doesn't matter, right?
Well, if you're looking for votes, right? I mean, if you believe that voting is going to set you free, then the religious or non-religious inclinations of the person who checks off the ballot are sort of irrelevant to that goal. So if by libertarianism you mean the political action or sharing information or whatever, then yeah, that doesn't matter. But I refer to myself occasionally as a libertarian in terms of my political approaches, but I think we want a community that is dedicated towards truth. The moment you put some goal in the way of truth, you've lost your way, right? So our goal as a community should be to pursue truth, not to pursue political freedom, because that can't be achieved without the truth, and we don't know what it's going to look like, not to pursue some particular numbers, but simply to steadfastly and resolutely pursue the truth, no matter where it's going to lead us, no matter how many, quote, friends it may cost us or gain us along the way. That is the goal, and I think that's the community we want to really espouse.
Kurt, thank you for calling. If you have more, maybe you're welcome to call tomorrow night. It's been Free Talk Live. Stefan Molyneux from freedomainradio.com. Thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight. And it's been
Thank you both. Me,
Stephanie, too.
And Brian.
And freetalklive.com is our website. They'll be back with more Free Talk Live tomorrow night in just 21 short hours. So we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, IN4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.